What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adina Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
I think it's crazy. You still amaze me. I'm usually over it by now. But this time is different. This time is sticking. Everything is better when you're around.
On a magnificent Thursday afternoon, how's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to the zone of LOTO Radio. And before we begin today's broadcast, I'll send out a very special thank you to Natalie Nicole. Thank you, my love, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to get her new hit single, Indecisive. But not only that, she's throwing an extra single as a gift out there available on October the 31st called Lord Have Mercy. Imagine. Speaking of Imagine, this very gifted singer, songwriter, and she goes by the name of Noelle Chido. New EP, self-titled EP, Noelle Chido. So on the behalf of the Teddy Bear and the Zoe, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio the super talented Noelle Chido. My queen, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yes. I've never done this before, so I didn't really know how it was going to work, but I'm excited to be here.
Oh, the feeling is mutual. It's been a long time coming. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us today, and congratulations on your new EP.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate it. I'm happy that you guys wanted me on.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, you have done a lot of interviews. The feedback has been positive. At some point, it got a little bit overwhelming. It's so much as far as the positive love you've got and received from the new EP.
Yeah, the reaction and the feedback that I've gotten has honestly been great. A lot of support, a lot of people relating to the music, like the new music, so I'm super excited about that.
Let me ask you, as an artist, when you put so much time and effort and so much of yourself in the creative process of making something like this, because it's coming from you, can you kind of give the listeners a little bit more insight on what does it mean to you as an artist when you know that you get that kind of positive feedback and it has so much positive being receptive in such a way that's like, wow, this really feels good. What does it mean to you as an artist?
I'm honestly nothing but grateful. It shocks me all the time when I put out music and people listen to it and they follow it and they enjoy it, because it's just good to know that other people go through the same stuff that we go through. And I always write from my heart and release stuff from my heart. So I'm nothing but grateful to people listening.
Writing from your heart, showing that type of transparency.
Yeah.
I mean, for everyone, as far as I know, for me, just in general, it can be somewhat challenging to show that kind of transparency. For you, do you find it therapeutic, more of a muse, being able to convey feelings and emotions at that particular time to give people a better understanding who you are, not just as an artist, but also as a person?
Yeah, you know, I was never good with my words. I've never really been good with expressing my feelings verbally. And I would always hold, like, all those emotions and feelings in, bottle them up, and just become really frustrated because I'm not always good with expressing how I'm feeling through words. I'm not always the best at talking. But music is definitely the perfect outlet that I discovered to help me to be able to express myself. And writing lyrics and melodies and connecting everything and forming a song, that's just the best way that I know how to be transparent and honest and express myself.
You know, I'm glad that you said that. And the reason why I say that is because I think one of the biggest misconceptions is that when you find someone that is very challenged as far as being able to express their emotions and feelings, a lot of people have the perception, oh, they don't want to deal with you. This person is always in a mood swing. they're always angry, and they really don't truly understand. It's like, wait a minute, I'm not angry. I'm not in a mood swing. A lot of things that are going through my head that I want to express, and for whatever reason, from a verbal standpoint, I'm not able to communicate it or convey it in a way that I feel it should be conveyed. And it's much simpler for me to convey it through my music. Do you find that works better as far as people getting a better understanding of who you are, instead of the misconception of like, oh, she just is not really talkative, or she's just really not into me?
Yes, definitely. I think that there is, I'm not a mood swinging person. Everyone knows with me personally, like, I'm a happy person. I just don't always open up as easily. And actually,
right,
growing up, I did technically have a speech impediment, just like mumbling, not really being able to like put my feelings into words and stuff like that. And music is just for people that struggle with that, because we all struggle with things, you know? And for people that struggle with that, I think that music is such a great outlet, because it allows you to connect your emotions with your creative mind and to be able to freely express yourself. But I would never want anyone to think that I'm mood swingy or rude or anything, because I'm not. I'm just really bad at talking sometimes.
I understand. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, when artists have their own way of doing things, excuse me, and I respect that, what are you most proud of as far as the EP is concerned? Just kind of sitting back and taking it in now. What do you think about it? How do you think you overall did?
That's hard to pick one thing to be proud of. I mean, I'm just so proud that I've gotten such great response, and that people have been reaching out to me, telling me like that they love like this lyric, or they love this music video, or like they love this song specifically off the EP. Because that's all I wanted to do, was I wanted to create music from my truth that people could relate to, so that they know that they're not alone. Whether it's, you can feel these feelings when you're in love, you can feel these feelings from heartbreak, like it's okay to feel lonely. So I'm just proud that I was able to get my messages across, and people are hearing them, and some are learning from them.
Well, it definitely resonates through the entire EP. I'm going to tell you something. Damage is done, and I want all the listeners out there, if you have not purchased that single individually, you need to do so, but make sure you purchase the EP in its entirety. Just listening to the lyrics, I kind of sat back and had to listen to it again maybe 3 or 4 times, and I said, when I get Noel on the show, I wanted to ask you, what did that particular single mean to you, or what place or what state of mind were you in when you were in the studio working on that particular single for the new EP?
So I had written Damage Is Done during my first relationship. My first relationship had lasted 3 years. It was my first love, all that jazz. And I had discovered that he was cheating on me. And it put me in a tough place, because I had never been in a relationship before. I didn't know, like, how to break up with someone. I didn't know if I should talk and like give it a second chance. I didn't know what to do, and I was just in a really stuck state of mind where I just saw all these signs that he was cheating on me, and I didn't know what to do. But then when I wrote the song, it brought me to the final decision, and writing the song actually helped me think through the situation. And that's when I decided that the damage was done and there was no going back and it was time to end it. Because, I mean, the whole song, the verses, it's all describing everything that I noticed when I was being cheated on, which is an awful feeling that I hope most people don't need to go through and experience.
Right.
But that's sort of the mindset that I wrote that from. When I wrote that song, I was still really thinking through the whole situation, trying to figure out what I was going to do, because it was such a tough situation. And heartbreak is never fun.
Oh, without question. We've all been there. I can speak to that.
Yeah.
firsthand. But you know the great thing about it, just listening to you? It has not only made you a stronger person, but it has given you more insight on how to deal with people on an emotional level, because you give so much of yourself in a relationship. And I think it becomes very disheartening when you feel like I've given 2,000%. and the other person is not even giving a fifth of that. And I think that's more heartbreaking than anything else, that I'm willing to go forward to make things work, but you're not willing to invest in the same amount. So I definitely get it, and I commend you for your growth, and your journey has just begun, my love. And so without further ado, far be it for the teddy bear to deprive so many listeners of some quality music. So let's get into it. From the captivating and super talented Noel Chido, from her EP, so titled EP, of course, Lord have mercy, damage is done, here in the zone of LTO.
And you won't hold my hand, sweetie,
Damage is done from the new self-titled EP, Noel. So here in the zone of LOTO Radio. I wanted to ask you, I know the process and understanding and how challenging it can be being an independent artist. And I wanted you to share with the listeners out there as far as what are some of the most challenging parts about being an independent artist?
Honestly, there's a lot of things that can be challenging about it. One, first and foremost, obviously, is money. It is expensive releasing music just with the cost of all the little things that add up. But I don't think it's a reason to really hold anybody back from following what they want to do. And you can always make it work if it sort of comes down to if your music is good, it will be heard. And
well,
then, of course, not having, I have a few people on my team personally, but obviously it's not complete, and I'm still learning as I go with a lot of stuff, and they're still learning as they go with a lot of stuff, and it's all good, but things can get just a little bit disorganized sometimes. Those are the two biggest challenges, in my opinion, but I don't think it's any reason to ever hold anyone back.
I think, you know, life is full of challenges, and I've always said the great thing about being an independent artist is that you have complete creative control over your baby, because your art is your baby. And
yeah,
I think
complete creative and business control.
Right, without question. Because at the end of the day, this is a business and you are a brand. And speaking of brand, have you sat back and kind of with your team kind of saying, okay, this is what our goals are for 2020 as far as expanding your brand into different regions, as far as maybe modeling, maybe doing television, big screen, small screen? Have you thought about that?
Yes, actually, we just had a conversation about all this. As far as the music side of the brand goes, this EP was my first time ever really recording music and producing my stuff. So from that, I learned more the direction that I'd like to go as far as that goes. And I'll start releasing again in early 2020, either end of January, early February. Because, you know, you always gotta keep putting stuff out. And I'm really excited for that next wave of music as well. And then, I've done some modeling over the few years here and there. And I enjoy it. I have nothing against it. However, me personally, I don't do anything where they have restrictions on my weight or measurements, because I believe in being healthy and happy. And as far as my body goes, the way I am right now, I'm healthy and I'm happy. And I found, like, my balance and all that jazz. And then definitely want to expand, going to some auditions, possibly getting into some small TV acting, stuff like that. I'm always willing to say yes.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Never say no, especially when they make those kind of offers to actually get your career to extend to the stratosphere where you would like it to go. You have to be that way.
And Jennifer Lopez is one of my influences when it comes to her phenomenal business mindset. And it's because when I've watched some of her early interviews, she would say that when she was starting out, if people had a job for her that wasn't necessarily in her exact realm, but she could learn how to do it, she'd always say yes. Because an opportunity is an opportunity, and you could always prepare and learn. And show up. Showing up is like the biggest part of this industry, I think.
Without question. I tell this story quite a bit. I said, I remember the first time I had the pleasure of interviewing Gregory Porter. And at the time, he was an independent artist. And not even a year later after his interview, now he signed to one of the major, actually the top jazz record labels in the industry and one of the biggest artists in the world. So it's amazing how things could change overnight. And I've always said, as long as you believe in your craft and sincere to your art, things will get better. And I see a tremendous amount of talent and ability that you haven't even tapped into yet. So I cannot wait to see what's going to take place in 2020. And remember, family, to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by, support Noel. You can stop by her official website. That's at www.noelchito.com, and also on Instagram at instagram.com/NoelChito. Now, the other single, Yellow Van, can you tell the listeners about that single from the new self-titled EP?
So Yellow Van, I wrote in the back of a van. It wasn't okay. Yellow, but it was a van. When I was on a family road trip, and while we were driving this cool, like, beater 1970s Volkswagen past us, and I just was so inspired. I thought that it was so cool, and I have a big imagination. So the song basically is about a road trip with someone that you love, whether it's friends or a significant other. But it just comes to the core that you don't really need much money. Like, you don't need a – you could have fun with the little things, like going to the beach, going on road trips, and it just matters the people that you're with. So that's that. And my favorite line in that song, I think, is towards the end where it says, like, we could do whatever we like. We can go wherever we like. We could do whatever we like, go wherever, do whatever. So that's really the core of the song, is – just being happy with the people that you love and cherishing times with them.
Absolutely. Hey, well, let's do whatever we like right now. Of course, one of the many wonderfully written songs from the self-titled EP from Noel Chido. Lord have mercy. Yellow Van, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Let's take a road trip in my yellow van. Let's park the classic Conqueror up. We don't need a roadmap. Don't need a destination with love. We got love. We can roll all the way in Tope Town. Feel our hair in the wind. Clean that mixy tea you made and turn it up. Turn it up. You've got one hand on the steering wheel, the other on my heart. You're the one that's driving. Let's go far, far, far. I got all I need right here. Babe, it's you and me. Look in your eyes and I see my dream. Let's make some picture perfect memories. Happiness is all I have when you're with me. Let's get lost in the mountains or drive to the beach. We'll be talking, laughing, smiling at the media. Let's take a road trip in my yellow van. Let's take a road trip in my yellow van. Let's take a ride on the Pacific coast, cruising in the sunset, in the pink hazy sky, living the life, living the life. You've got one hand on the steering wheel, the other on my heart. You're the one that's driving. Let's go far, far, far. I got all I need right here. Babe, it's you and me. Look in your eyes and I see my dream. Let's make some picture perfect memories. Happiness is all I have when you're with me. Let's get lost in the mountains. We'll be talking, laughing, smiling at the media. Let's take a road trip in my yellow van. Nothing's gonna stop us. fires can go off that we can burn out again. We're all we need and all we have. Let's make some picture perfect.
Song is much too short from the incredibly talented Noel Chido, from a self-titled EP, of course, Noel Chido. And remember, family, the EP is available as we speak via iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. And for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And again, family, remember to support this very talented artist. You can catch up with her at official website at www.noelchido.com and also on Instagram. That's at instagram.com/Noel Chido. And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you, but the Teddy Bear does forgive you. You can listen to the interview in its entirety on iHeartRadio and also Spotify. Broadcast, all you have to do is make sure you subscribe, because I've seen the need and we're here to fill all your needs. My queen, hopefully in 2020 you will make yourself available and come down here to Houston. We would love to have you perform here in the studio. It has been an absolute pleasure to have you here on the show. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know.
Thank you so much for having me. I had such a great time today, and I'd love to get down to Houston next year.
All right. We're going to hold you to that. All right.
Good. I'll
all
be
right.
there. I don't lie.
All right. Have a wonderful afternoon, okay?
Thank you so much. You too.
All right. God bless. The very talented Noel Chido here in the zone. TLD. I love that song. Just bouncy, just a really good vibe song. We definitely need that. Lord have mercy. 3:28 p.m. Central Standard Time here in the zone, vibing with the Teddy Bear, Mr. Rated Extraordinaire. Time to take a little quick 2 and 2. Got to pay some bills, pay the cost to be the boss. Lord have mercy, but it's okay. Nothing lasts forever, but maybe it can. If you wanted to, here in the zone with Nwamba and LOTL Radio.
Oh, embracing you, loving you, choosing you for a lifetime of pleasure, forever and ever. Forever embracing you, loving you, choosing you for a lifetime of pleasure, forever and ever.
Blinded by the anger and the pain, so many.